Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 209. Please forgive my voice. I had surgery a couple of days ago, and my voice is a little under the weather. But we got a lot going on, so let's start with this update from Flashback Weekend coming to Chicago. The one and only Sven Gulli, a.k.a. Rich Coase, will be a guest at the Flashback Weekend Chicago Horror Con July 30th through August 1st at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare, Chicago. Sven will be appearing Saturday, July 31st, signing autographs, posing for table photos, and hosting the Sinister Visions costume contest. Professional celeb photo ops with Sven will also be available and are now on sale. You will receive a print of your photo with Sven, and he will sign it at the autograph signing if you like. We are so excited to be at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare this year to give everyone the luxurious, beautiful, and huge venue you deserve. Convention tickets are on sale at flashbackweekend.com. We have this news on a remastered version of the original Friday the 13th film. This comes via bloodydisgusting.com. On August 10th, Paramount will be re-releasing their Friday the 13th 8-movie Blu-ray collection, the set highlighted by the newly remastered versions of the first four films in the franchise. Additionally, the original classic is getting a solo re-release. Newly remastered for Blu-ray, Sean Cunningham's Friday the 13th returns to Blu-ray on August 10th, and you can pre-order your copy through Amazon for just $14.99. The thrills start when the new owner and several young counselors gather to reopen Camp Crystal Lake. Years ago, a young boy named Jason Voorhees drowned, and a series of vicious murders occurred thereafter. Despite local warnings that the place has a death curse, the new crew continues to relaunch the camp. One by one, they find out how unlucky Friday the 13th can be as they are stalked by a violent killer. The package includes a digital copy of the unrated, uncut edition of the film for those who dare for an extended scare. Paramount's upcoming 8-movie collection, meanwhile, can currently be pre-ordered for $59.99, while Scream Factory's deluxe 12-movie Blu-ray set is on sale for a mere $99.99. We have this update from Universal Orlando's Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando, Florida. This comes to us via MyNews13.com. After several cryptic live streams on its YouTube channel, Universal Orlando has announced that Jack the Clown is returning to Halloween Horror Nights. Jack will return to the event in a terrifying new way. The iconic circus clown will be invading every part of this year's event, from the streets to the haunted houses to the place guests would least expect, according to Universal, and all three incarnations of Jack, the clown, the ringmaster, and the rock star, will be featured. Jack will also pop up at Universal's Cabana Bay Beach Resort for a limited time, Jacked Up experience, where visitors can get a closer look at his past Halloween Horror Nights experiences. The hotel will also transform its Swizzle Lounge Bar into a Horror Icons Bar that will feature specialty beverages and snacks inspired by Halloween Horror Nights of the past. Select tickets are now on sale, including single night tickets and RIP tours, and express passes are also available for purchase. For more information, visit orlando.halloweenhorrornights.com. We have this update to Days of the Dead coming to Atlanta. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of director and producer Lloyd Kaufman to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Atlanta, happening August 27th through the 29th at the Sheraton Atlanta Hotel downtown. Kaufman is an American film director, producer, screenwriter, and actor, and alongside producer Michael Hertz, he is the co-founder of Trauma Entertainment Film Studio and the director of many of their feature films such as The Toxic Avenger and Tromeo and Juliet. Tickets for Days of the Dead Atlanta can be found at daysofthedead.com. We have this news from the Screamin' Acres Haunted House in Staunton, Wisconsin. It is good to be back. It's been a rough year for all of us, but now the knives are sharpened, our bodies skinned, and we're back. Hawk the Madman has even started torturing Maestro to sing the theme to Welcome Back, Cotter. All we are missing is your screams. Follow our Facebook and Instagram pages for updates leading up to our 10th season of terror, Facebook.com/Screamin' Acres. We have this update from Spooky Empire coming to Orlando. We have another fantastic guest announcement as we close out this week. Tyler Mayne will appear at Spooky Empire October 22nd through the 24th at the Hyatt Regency Orlando. Tyler Mayne is best known for his role as Michael Myers in Rob Zombie's Halloween and Halloween 2, and as Sabretooth in X-Men. He's also appeared in The Devil's Rejects, Victor Crowley, Midnight Texas, Playing with Fire, Troy, Joe Dirt, and recently the Netflix series Jupiter's Legacy. Get tickets and more info at SpookyEmpire.com. We have some more hiring news, this time from Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia. We're hiring for all kinds of people for the nation's premier Halloween event and are committed to fostering an environment of diversity and inclusion where staff of various backgrounds can thrive. This year we are celebrating the 30th anniversary of our Halloween fundraiser. Our 2021 season will include a variety of Halloween-themed attractions and experiences. All proceeds from the event are used to support the preservation and interpretation of Eastern State Penitentiary, a National Historic Landmark. The event runs select nights from September 24th through November 13th and employs a variety of people to fill more than 200 seasonal positions. Current available positions include actors, dancers, circus performers, retail staff, event staff, line management staff, parking staff, and more. These jobs are demanding, but fun. Pay starts at $15 an hour and more for management positions. All staff must be 18 years or older and successfully complete a background check. Eastern State Penitentiary Historic Site is an equal opportunity employer. Get more information at easternstate.org. We have this news from Halloween Town in St. Helens, Oregon. This comes to us via thechronicleonline.com and is edited for content. Though Halloween Town sold out most days in 2020, the St. Helens signature all-fall event wasn't quite the same. Numbers were limited, vendors were scattered to avoid crowding, and attractions were restricted to socially distanced activities due to the pandemic. This year, Halloween Town will be returning with all its beloved fixtures, plus some new attractions. Halloween has been a major city celebration and centerpiece for decades and includes an annual children's parade featuring costumes kids, trick-or-treating at the local businesses, front doors, and people making creative scarecrows and hanging their displays all around St. Helens. Tickets for the 2021 Halloween Town are currently available online and will sell out quickly. Halloween Town will run all day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. September 18th through October 31st. For more information, visit spiritofhalloweentown.com. We have this hiring news from Creepy Hollow Haunted Attraction in Rocheron, Texas. It's time. Want to join our amazing haunt family? Be a part of one of the scariest haunted houses in America? Please send us a message asking for more information. Our auditions are soon. Get more information at creepyhollowhaunt.com or message them through Facebook or Twitter. We have a little toy news regarding the Fear Street franchise. This comes to us via BloodyDisgusting.com. We'd love to see Netflix's Fear Street trilogy follow in the footsteps of Stranger Things and get its own official toys, but for now, we'll have to rely on customs being made by fans. If you're a fan of horror toys, you absolutely need to be following Readful Things on all your social media platforms, an account run by Adam Perocci that's all about custom retro-style action figures based on movies, shows, and other properties that probably won't ever be getting their own official toys. And Adam's latest creations are based on the Fear Street films. Skull Mask from Fear Street Part 1, 1994, has been turned into an action figure by Adam, along with the Sackhead Slasher from Part 2, 1978, identified as a possessed Tommy Slater. It doesn't appear that the figures are available for purchase, but you can always contact Adam through Twitter and Instagram, and sometimes he does sell on eBay. Here's hoping for a figure based on Fear Street Part 3, 1666, is in the works. You can see pictures on Readful_Things Twitter account. We have this from the Haunted Hoorah in Marion, Ohio. It is with great excitement and pleasure that we announce Haunted Hoorah, formerly located in Ashley, Ohio, is reopening this season at its new location, 311 Rose Avenue in Marion, Ohio. Returning after a three-season absence, we are ready to bring fear to life, and currently we're looking for actors and makeup artists. Get more information at facebook.com/thehauntedhoorah. We have this update from the Horror Hound Weekend in Cincinnati. Horror Hound Weekend returns to physical events September 10th through the 12th. Join us as we welcome Lisa Wilcox from A Nightmare on Elm Street to Cincinnati, signing alongside Robert Englund and more of the Nightmare on Elm Street cast. Tickets and more information can be found at horrorhoundweekend.com. We have this from the Knoxville Zombie Walk, coming to Knoxville, Tennessee. The Knoxville Zombie Walk rises from the dead this October, presented by Screamville Haunted Attraction, resurrecting in Market Square on October 23rd. We will have contests, special guests, live music and performances, an official after party presented by Scruffy City Hall, and plenty of brains. Full event info is coming soon, so keep up with updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/KnoxvilleZombieWalk. We have this toy news from NECA. This also comes via BloodyDisgusting.com. When NECA originally announced that they had acquired the Jaws license, they had been teasing figures of Quentin Brody, but unfortunately the Brody figure was canceled due to a licensing conflict. As for the Quint figure, those are currently available as of this year, but what about Matt Hooper, played by Richard Dreyfuss in Steven Spielberg's horror masterpiece? NECA has taken to social media to give us our first tease of what seems to be a Hooper figure, as we see accessories including a blue hat that looked like it belonged to the character. And the last we heard, a massive figure of the Killer Shark is also on the way, so stay tuned. As always, we'll bring you more information as we get it. And finally, we have this very sad news from The Big Scary Show. The Big Scary Show would like to send its condolences to the family of the hauntstrumentalist Jerry Vane upon the passing of his father, Gerald Lee Sr. of San Diego, who lost his battle with myeloma cancer on July 17th at the age of 87. Jerry was at his side listening to classic country music, and as he told us, quote, "We were listening to Kenny Rogers' The Gambler, and at the point of the song where the lyrics say the gambler broke even, Dad took his last breath while looking at me," unquote. Once again, we extend our deepest condolences to the family and friends of Gerald Lee Sr. and the hauntstrumentalist Jerry Vane, and we offer up this moment of silence.
And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News.
Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here for the Big Scary Show. We are live at the Carolina Fear Fest in Raleigh, North Carolina. And somebody who's been on our show many, many times, an absolutely adorable, lovely lady who's always welcome to spend a few minutes with us, Miss Naomi Grossman, actress extraordinaire from American Horror Story, many other things. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm remembering, I don't know if it was the first time we met, but I screwed up the intro. I said, you're listening to the Big Hairy Show.
I remember that. It was actually the second time.
Okay,
because we met at Halloween Extreme in Orlando, and we were sitting in a hot tub outside the hotel.
Oh, that sounds like me.
Yeah, it was. And you were wearing this very, very, shall we say, short gold lamé dress at that event, doing the meet and greet for people, turning a lot of heads.
So, oh, really? Yes. So, okay.
As you are today in a lovely little ensemble here, too.
Yeah, you know.
But I digress. So, as an actress, the past year and a half has had to have been, let's just say, a nightmare. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. I mean, I'm an extreme extrovert who really kind of, you know, thrives on an audience, let's face it. And there hasn't been a whole lot of that, obviously. I live alone. I'm single.
Any
the
cats
entertainment
or pets or anything?
No,
oh, my.
Not even that.
Wow.
So it's been pretty lonely. So I'm really happy to be back, you know, on the circuit. Production's picked up again, and that's great. You know, I'm happy when I'm working, and
your fans have been happy that you're here too, because every time I've been able to come by, you've always had at least a few people standing here buying autographs, chatting with you and everything, taking pictures. What are they most likely talking about? What are they mostly asking you about?
I mean, they always ask me, will you come back to the show? And of course, I mean, no one wants that more than me. So they really need to be talking to the powers that be.
Sure.
Of course. And
talk to my agent.
Yeah, well, or
the writers.
The writers, yeah, exactly. Start with the very beginning, yeah.
So, you know, American Horror Story, you know, it's a cult classic now. And, of course, season two. And I don't remember the second season you were in, what number that was.
So I was in Asylum, then Freak Show, then Apocalypse. And, of course, there's no end to the madness.
It just keeps going on and on.
Yeah.
But as long as they keep calling your agent, you know, it's great.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's unfortunately no end to the horror in this world. And so... but hey, it'll at least keep the show coming back every year, so.
And I imagine royalty checks are probably not that horrible either.
I mean, you'd be surprised. Like, every now and then I'll get a residual for, like, literally a couple pennies, and it's so painful because you get so excited. Like, you see, you know, Screen Actors Guild on the envelope, be like, oh, I'm in the money, and then all of a sudden it's literally... costs more to send the check than the check is even worth.
I've heard horror stories about people who've actually done that, you know, had a bit part in a play, and they've gotten a residual check for 4 cents. And so,
yeah.
I just probably should
and
just frame it.
And then they post it on Facebook, and then they wonder why their identity was then stolen for it. It's like, oh, man, was it worth it for the 4 cent
Probably
junk?
Not.
So what are you working on these days? I mean, you're obviously out doing a con circuit again, meeting friends and fans and stuff like that. But what is, now that the world is sort of opening up again, what's coming down the pike?
Well, I can't entirely answer that for legal reasons.
Understood.
Although I can say that fans will be seeing me soon.
Good.
Can't say what, can't say when. I can't say where, but you can't miss me. Also, one thing I can talk about is my own show, which I wrote in the course of the pandemic, which my friend here, Linda, got a little sneak peek last night.
Is this the Naomi Grossman show?
Yeah.
Or is it something?
Well, it's called American Horror Story. W-H-O-R-E. It's autobiographical. autobiographical anthology of tales of self-compromise. So it's, yeah, so that's what I'm working on now. I wrote it throughout the pandemic, and then I'm in the process of preparing it now, and then we'll go to, you know, sell it to a streaming service, and hopefully you'll be watching it as a one-hour comedy
special.
So this will
be, I was going to say, so this is going to be like a comedy special, or is this going to be a theater, theatrical thing, or something?
Ideally both. There's no limit. I mean, shoot, they can make it into the next Fleabag for all I care. I am open.
I'm sure you are.
Yes, yes. My friend here, I can tell, wants to pipe in. And I want her to, because I can tell she's going to say something complimentary.
Speaking as somebody who saw her and knows of how hard she worked for her first two one-woman shows, if I believe after last night when she read me just a few lines, like the pages,
yeah,
that if the rest of it is half as good as what she read me, it's going to be a big hit. And so I would like it to be the way she's envisioned it first. Right? She's envisioned it as a one-hour-plus comedy special where she's a one woman doing different characters and just being as big, I mean, as full of what she's capable of doing. And she works so hard. And I just want to see it. I asked last night, how are you planning? She's got a really good director, and they're planning on shooting it as if you were in the audience at a theater.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be, I'm thrilled about it. I mean, yeah, so that's the thing that, I mean, I own, so I can talk about. Other projects, which, you know, I sign, it's somebody else's. I sign their NDA, and
sure,
you know, I'm done. But
well, we hope you'll let us know when you can talk about those things, certainly.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah.
And do you have any upcoming convention appearances so your friends and your fans and everything can come out and meet you, buy autographs, take pictures, etc.?
Yeah, let's see. I have Houston Horror Film Festival in Houston next month. And then El Paso Comic-Con also in Texas in September. I think that's it.
Okay.
But it's just now, we're just now starting back.
Sure.
This is my first one this year.
And we're already into June, practically, so...
Can't believe it.
Oh, good. Where has the time gone?
But then, I mean, we're just barely taking off our masks,
sure,
you know? So, this is exciting.
And we're keeping a proper distance apart here, for the most part.
Yes.
So, you know, we're doing good. And you know, everybody here is having a good time. There's some people wearing masks, there's some that aren't. But we're just happy we're here,
yes,
I guess, of all things. You know, it's better to be here than to have this not open this year. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm thrilled to be here.
Excellent. And we're thrilled to have you here, too. So, once again, where could people find you on social medias, websites, and things to catch your upcoming con appearances, learn more about the American Horror Stories, and whenever you're ready or can talk about your upcoming projects, how can they get more information?
My social media is Naomi W. Grossman across all platforms except TikTok. Actually, TikTok, my new kind of obsession. my poor friend literally got sick last night. I showed her a TikTok. She laughed so hard she threw up.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I saw it and I was like, that is so good, I have to see it again. And the second time I saw it, I have to say, maybe I ate too much at dinner, but I knew. I said,
I was
going to
say,
God,
I've made people piss their pants
so
laughing,
hard.
But
I
never
like
puke.
I'm
Jesus.
I'm going to hurl, and I got up and I ran to the bathroom and I hurled. Oh,
I don't know if people want to hear about that, but.
We'll cut that at this point. So, but anyway, the but check out Naomi W. Grossman. The W doesn't stand for horror, right?
No. It's good. No, actually.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I like that.
But I'm bumps. But anyway, check out Naomi W. Grossman on all the social medias and everything, and TikTok. And we look forward to seeing you at some upcoming conventions, and hope to hear a little bit more about your projects and all.
Sounds
and, of
good.
Course, thank you again for taking the time to speak to us again here at the Big Scary Show. My name is Drew Badger, live at the Carolina Fear Fest in Raleigh, and we're out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.